Time now for the lighter side of golf. Bob Krause at BobKrauseGolf.com. He's our guru. Bob Krause's lighter side of golf on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Bob Krause. This is the lighter side of golf. Mackenzie Hewitt from Milford, Michigan, sent me an email last week, and she wants to know short game, club selection, when to keep the ball on the ground and when to take the ball in the air. All right, this is a great question, especially for people that don't have a big variety of a short game selection in their game. So make sure that when you get, like, let's say you hit a shot up to the green and it's only you're only a few feet off the green, and you only have to carry it a few feet, and then it rolls out another 20 feet. There's no reason in the world to take a golf ball up too high in the air. So all you want to do is basically take a 9-iron, chip it up about, you know, maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7 feet onto the green and let it roll out the rest. Now, if you had a bunker between you and the flagstick and you had to get the ball up in the air, that's when you take the lob wedge and that's when you take a loftier club and you get the ball up in the air so that it doesn't have to roll out as far. So try that next time you play golf, Mackenzie, and good luck. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, BobKrauseGolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. I'm Bob Krause. This is The Lighter Side of Golf.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
Let's do this thing. Hold on, I got to. Hold on. There you go. All right, they're just about to get going. Jimmy Howard is not in goal tonight. He has the flu, so he's being kept out. There you go. So the monster is going in. Jonas Gustafsson, who had a much better season. What a quinky dinky. Hey, Jimmy. You look a little ill. Yeah, I'm not feeling great. Of course you're not. I think it's the blue flu for Jimmy Howard. So Gustafsson's in goal. Jonas Gustafsson, your monster, in goal tonight. He's the guy that's got to get it done, even though Jimmy Howard's your big high-priced goalie for the next bunch of years. Wings and Bruins, game four. Let's do this thing. Of course, the Wings are trying to even the series up at two. Zetterberg, Bertuzzi. We expect enough ice time to make a difference tonight for Detroit. Detroit. Tigers had a nice difference today with some hitting for a change. Beat the White Sox 7-4. Got a little pitching in there too. Max Scherzer, 6 innings, 10 strikeouts. 15 total Ks in the game. Rajai Davis with 3 hits and a second homer. Miggy had 2 hits, 3 ribbies. Joe Nathan, his 4th save. Dead arm, didn't look too dead today. Looked fine. Detroit 11-8, start an 8-game road trip at Minnesota tomorrow. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, round 1, game 3. Hawks have led by about 5 the entire night so far. We're late in the second, 37-32. Not a whole lot of scoring. Thunder and Grizzlies coming up in a bit. Clippers-Warriors go at 10:30 tonight. Other NHL Cup playoffs, round 1, game 4. Nothing starting till 9:30, 2 games. Colorado-Minnesota, Avs up 2-1 that series. San Jose at Staples against the Kings. L.A. down 3-0 in that one. Other baseball, American League this afternoon. Indians beat the Royals 5-1. Corey Kluber, a complete game four-hitter with 11 strikeouts. Twins getting ready for the Tigers at Target Field. Beat the Rays in Toronto, in Tampa today, I should say, 9-7. 11-10 now Minnesota will go into that series against the Tigers. Aaron Hicks with his first homer of the season. Don't get him warmed up. We know how he's a Tiger killer, that Aaron Hicks. Jays over the Orioles, 3-0 fourth. Colby Rasmus with his 4th homer of the season there for Toronto. And the Yankees lead the Red Sox 4-0 in the, I guess we're top three now. 4-0 Yankees at Fenway, top three. A's and Astros just about to get cooking. National League, Reds beat the Pirates 2-1 this afternoon. Mets over the Cardinals 4-1. Bartolo Colon, 8 Ks in 7 innings for New York. Diamondbacks beat the Cubs 5-2. And the Padres Nationals currently playing 4th inning. 1-1 in D.C. Phillies Dodgers go at Chavez at 10-10. The first round is now complete at the PGA Tour Zurich Classic outside New Orleans at TPC Louisiana. Ben Martin shoots a 10-under par 62 to take a 2-shot lead on Andrew Svoboda. There are 2 more at minus 7. And it's good to see David Duval, the former player of the year. Literally, I think the last guy to win that before Tiger fell off the rails, but when Tiger dominated those years, that was he took over from Duval. But he's back on a leaderboard at a 4-under 68, so he's six back. Second round early tomorrow. NASCARs are in Richmond for the 400 Saturday night. Qualifying rolls out at 5:10 tomorrow. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
When you came in the air, this must be, is this Rebel?
And every shadow filled up.
True Blood.
Oh, it's True Blood. Okay, I see another modern one.
God, it's great tonight.
What do you mean great?
Oh, I mean some new shows. Shows that were shot in color. There are a lot of True Blood fans out there, man. A lot of True Blood fans.
It is a TV theme song, sports, TV theme song.
Dude, I'm telling you, just do it. Just say Sportsecution. We won't even play it.
It's a TV theme song, Sportsecution Thursday. That's what we used to say for years in a day.
Years went by.
Yes, and we used to always play Sportsecution on Thursdays when we played TV theme songs, but we don't play sports.
Now, did we start TV theme songs at DFN, or did we start at 97?
No, we started at DFN.
You started at DFN. Took it with us to the other place.
Me and Stoney used to do TV theme songs.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Back then, the Odd Couple thing.
Yes. We used to do TV theme songs.
Okay. So we brought it over to
our show.
Okay.
Right.
And then, because Terry's the guy that started us on Sportsecution.
Yes, he did.
So we were there. We never did Sportsecution at DFN.
No. That was new. And remember, Mark, when we were on a weekend when we first went to the other place, as you always
call
say.
Call KRK.
KRK. Because
it's not
anymore.
Yeah. Call KRK.
We're at KRK. It used to be.
That's in Cleveland now, by
the
way.
It used to be TV theme song Saturday, right?
The remember? Thursday edition.
Yeah, something like that. TV theme song Thursday, the Saturday edition. Because we didn't have any. We were on Saturday.
We're so lame.
We were lame, but we're just so How lame,
lame
was that?
Well, we're so lame. Gary, how lame are we? How do you know what? These guys kiss our ass too much. How lame are we?
Just admit it. Are we lame?
EP, are we lame? How lame are we, or do you? He's sleeping.
Oh, half dumb. That's lame.
Oh, can I get you some syrup for that waffle?
I keep telling you, stop with the Stoney act over there with the sideways stuff.
Here's what Fox Sports Detroit did today. It's not that big a deal, but I just wanted to, and I'm sure the people there said, I hope nobody caught this. On the crawl, and it's actually having to do with the White Sox. You're playing the White Sox, and the crawl has, like, injury stuff going by. We saw the thing about Nova today with the he's going to have the Tommy John surgery.
How many pitchers have had Tommy John?
Did you see Tommy John actually talked about this today? He said he is shocked by the amount of his surgeries that are happening more and more.
Mark, there's got to be, and I'm just giving an unofficial just off the top of my head. 8 to 10?
Easy.
Right?
Soft, yeah.
8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. That was a big deal at one point to have that.
It was rare, too. Guy has to have. When Smoltz got Tommy John surgery, John Smoltz is going to miss a year?
Yep.
For the Tommy John, he'll never come back. And then, of course, he did.
Nova pitched great the second half of last year for the Yankees.
He was supernova.
That's right, and now he's going to be out all year. That's a big loss.
Okay, so the crawl's going by, and they get to the White Sox activating their second baseman today. But the thing didn't say Gordon Beckham. It said David Beckham.
Didn't know. You got to be kidding me. And that went on until the eighth inning?
Until the eighth inning.
That's terrible.
And I kept saying, I felt like an idiot. David Beckham, bend it like Beckham. I actually went to the roster. I said, okay, maybe they have a second Beckham, and it just happens to be the same name as the soccer player.
Well, because EP was saying to me today, while we were at the game.
He struck out like three times today, didn't he?
That he didn't have any hits all year. Well, right, you know what I mean?
So David Beckham actually had the same amount of hits as Gordon Beckham.
Exactly.
But even I know it was Gordon Beckham, the second baseman of the White Sox. And I said, I've got to look at the roster before I say anything.
Before you, right.
And I even Googled, like, David Beckham
White
Sox.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure. So some guy will know. It'll call me, no, Wilson, they signed a David Beckham, and he's at Triple A Charlotte, and the White Sox just called him up, so you don't know nothing.
I like that voice of the fan.
That's the fan voice.
That's the fan voice.
It's a Midwestern tone. And it says, Wilson, I read Baseball America, and they signed David Beckham, and Victoria Beckham's on the roster, too.
That's
right.
She's
going to wear stilettos, and she's at the White Sox. So you're wrong again, idiot.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you
very,
very
good.
Much.
Good job.
I'm happy to please. I aims to please. So that's all I had with that little bit of business there was that. Any other thing about the game today that gets you as they head on the road?
No, you know what? I guess I was talking in market. I wrote a column for Click on Detroit. Basically that, yeah, they're in first place, but they haven't clicked. Their starting rotation, Mark, 2.96, that was going into today, 2.96, and their record is 6-6. They're allowing less than 3 runs a game.
I guess I have a threshold with the Tigers right now. And I guess part of that is, unless I see something startling, and even Cabrera's up to 13 ribbies. I mean, Chris Colabello's doubled his number.
Mark,
the guy he's about to see in Minnesota has 26 ribbies.
I think you're wrong, and I think people are misreading it. Do you know what the difference is?
Hmm.
They have 11 wins. Chicago has 11 wins.
And 12 losses.
But I'm just talking about, all right?
Yeah.
Twins have 10 wins.
Right.
Kansas City. This is a division. This is a tight division.
We knew
this
it.
This is a real deal division
Rob,
this year.
Is
Mark,
behind me?
What?
Neither of us picked them to win the division.
No, I know, but I'm
you
just saying.
You picked the Royals. I picked the Indians.
Yep.
There's no surprise here.
Look at this division and look at this team, and it just doesn't – you know what? I'm going to be honest. They should be better than they are, and I know people say 11-8, they're in first place. We talked about it. They scored 2 runs or less in 8 of their first 16 games, and there's something amiss. There's something that's not right. The bullpen today – Jabba comes up. They got a big lead. Go get a couple outs. Gives up a couple of runs. The White Sox are hitting them all over the ballpark. The bullpen's not good enough.
Although Albuquerque, Jabba, and Nathan struck out 5 between them. So they were getting the K's.
But they gave up the runs, though. That's all I'm saying. Coming off the night where Kroll gave up the grand slam.
No, but you know what? Scherzer and Verlander both had – it was trying times. They both got their W's. Porcello's going tomorrow against Kevin Correa, the Twins. We'll see how good Minnesota is now.
Right.
We'll see how good Minnesota is. Now this is a – look.
They got 10 wins. You know what they just did? They just beat Tampa Bay in Tampa for a series for the first time since 2006.
So 8 years have gone by into the 8th year.
A series, Mark. I got to say
no,
sweet.
I get it.
A series?
Look, Ron Gardenhire is still trying to prove that coming back made sense.
I'm shocked that he came back.
I'm too. And I think he knows it. And Gardenhire – is doing everything in his power. It's all hands on deck. They brought all these guys up. Colabello's up. Correa staying in the rotation. They have other dudes. Aaron Hicks. The days of dancing with Minnesota's players, because they've always had a great farm system. Keep finding pitchers. You know, they found them all the time because we all know they don't spend any money on free agents. They haven't done it ever.
They let guys go. And the one guy that they paid the money for turned into a singles hitter. Mauer was a Markle. His EP.
No, we thought of him as a 30 home runner. He's about a 10 home run hitter now.
But ever since they moved into that ballpark and got that contract, he went from 30 home runs. He 1 year, Mark, I think he hit 8.
Look, he wanted to keep catching. They told him no way, no
how
on catching anymore.
Home runs. I wanted his home runs for Mauer.
And they didn't want Mauer to squat anymore.
He can't do it anymore.
So Mauer's playing first base, and he hates it.
That's why you don't give a catcher a 10-year contract.
Yeah, but
that's why.
They didn't give a catcher. They gave a league's leading hitter and an MVP that contract. And that's what they were focusing on. They knew that they would get him off the crouch, if you will, and over to first base in due time. But they got rid of a lot of guys. Kadire's gone. Morneau's gone. Morneau's been to 2 spots since he's been with Minnesota. He went to Pittsburgh and now Colorado. So something's amiss with Justin Morneau lately. And here's a guy that won himself an MVP award. So this is a different Twins team. But as if in the past where they would sprinkle in these guys from the minors, they're everybody up. Because Ron Gardenhire wants to win something now if he can. I don't think they're a good enough team to win.
No, I don't either. But they could cause trouble.
And if you really believe that the Central has kind of come back to earth, because the Tigers 3 years and now they're not as good. Fister's gone. No, we talk about it.
Prince is gone. All the other
right.
stuff.
They see it. The Indians see it, the Royals see it, the Twins see it, White Sox see it. And they say, well, wait a second. This really might be up for grabs for the first time in 4
Mark,
years.
Mark, I talked to a lot of scouts, and they look and they just say, they got to have trouble scoring.
Well, and there's the auspice factor. We don't know how good a manager he's going to be. He'll make his mistakes.
I didn't like last
night. Cost him games.
I first guessed it. With Kroll leaving him in.
All right, so then they're, in your opinion, Brad Ausmus lost you a game. Ian Kroll might have served up the pitch.
Ian Kroll gets the left-hander out. Take him out. Mark, well, he's more than that. Oh, really? Okay, I don't like the matchup of a right-hander in that situation. I first guessed it, so I didn't like it.
So he hit 10 home runs and 11 home runs in 2012 and 13. That's his last 2 years. 21 total homers in the last 2 years.
And the one before that, I bet you it was 9.
Well, I think we probably overestimated how much power Joe Mauer really had. Justin Morneau was the power stick.
Right.
Morneau was the guy who could hit 360. He hit 3 in 2011. Was that the year he was hurt, though?
Can we put the wings on now? This is
Yeah, Yankees are up 7-0. Put this on, Gary, so we can watch the wings.
Please.
248-848-1130. The other thing I wanted to mention about the Tigers, and it's something that has nothing to do with them going to Minnesota and by the way, this road trip is all Central Division.
Right, this is a telling road trip, I think.
Again, as we said earlier, 3 in Minnesota, 2 at Chicago, and 3 at Kansas City. Jim Leland is going to be honored on May 10th. There's going to be a thing at the ballpark on the 10th, which is coming up, not that far from now. And I'm just curious, and I want to see where Rob goes with this. What are we honoring him for?
I have no idea. I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, so you do think that. You like him as much as I do.
Man, I love Jim Leland as a person.
I didn't get it.
It has nothing to do with that. What is the honor for what? That they put you out to pasture because you didn't win a World Series?
Or that you've won one World Series game and 2 World Series tries? Or do we just honor people for getting to the Final Four, to the ALCS?
And, Mark, you already know.
I was just a little take. It was just a curiosity. Should Jim Leland have an honorary? He wasn't here like Sparky for 17 years. He was here 8 years.
I'm going to tell you what this is.
Half the time.
You know what this is?
What?
One reason only.
That's my
laptop.
Oh, okay.
One reason only. It's Tiger guilt. They know Jim Leland didn't retire. They forced him out, Mark, and they felt guilty. We'll give you a job, and we'll honor you. You agree or disagree? It's Tiger guilt. That's why they're doing this.
Well, you're proving it to me more by having a day for him.
What's the day?
I don't know. He already waved. He did the thing at the Thanksgiving parade. He's been in town a couple of other times. He's
looking at minor league players.
If he waves anymore, he'll be Queen Elizabeth. I mean, he's got this thing going. Hi, everybody. But I don't understand. I mean, if you go out there, what are you actually honoring Jim Leland? If you go to the ballpark, if you go to Comerica that day, why are you standing and applauding? Does someone tell me that. 248-848-1130. Is it cool that the Tigers do this for Leland for seemingly no apparent reason? Please tell me they're not retiring any numbers here. Please tell me.
They were supposed to do it for Sparky, and they didn't do it. What are you talking about?
Well, Sparky has that unwritten 11 rule. That 11.
No, but they didn't do it while he was alive, and that was a shame.
Well, I don't think they planned on him going. Is this the first time you've actually used your laptop in here?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've never heard any of these sounds before.
Yeah,
coming from your end. By the way, Joe Mauer, 9 in 2010.
When I said I knew it was 9. That's
once in his career, 28. That's where I thought
he
was.
So he's averaging 10 home runs a year, right, the last 3 years?
Yeah, but I never did think he was a
home runner.
Yeah,
but he got paid for 30. He hit 30.
Yeah, well, he also hit 360.
I don't care, but they paid him as a slugger.
You know what your problem is? You still think he should be going to Florida State and playing quarterback because he was a hell of a quarterback. He could play down and be a hell of a quarterback. He and Glenn Perkins have had this long relationship. Did you know that? He and Perkins, who's his teammate, of course, who signed a long-term deal for a lot less than he could have gotten elsewhere because he does not want to leave Joe Mauer. They've been together since, like, grade school. Did you know that? They were roommates at, like, camp in grade school, then into high school. They've known each other forever, and they grew up in Minnesota. And they all love Kent Herbeck. They all bow down to all that is Kent Herbeck. Kent Herbeck,
you know,
from Minnesota, you're the greatest ever.
They won 2 World Series there with that Kent Herbeck and those
clown
guys.
Laugh.
That's right.
Laugh, clown, laugh. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
The Wings have scored. Well, we'll get to that coming up. But on this day in 19, it's 1-0 Red Wings. Just a little update for you. There you go, scoring first. Time for On This Day in 1984, brought to you as always by the good people at Comerica Bank. It was doubleheader time in front of 20,315 at Tiger Stadium on this April 24th, 1984. 12-1 Tigers versus Minnesota, speaking of the Twins. In the opener, Chet Lemon's third homer of the season put Detroit up 1-0 before the Twins got 4 off Jack Morris in the fourth, highlighted by, guess who, we just mentioned his name, Kent Herbeck. Herbeck hit a homer. Another in the fifth made it 5-1 Twins. Detroit got two back in the bottom of five, and it remained 5-3 Minnesota into the bottom of the ninth. Could the Tigers lose their second game of the year? Dave Bergman's single scored Gibby, and a wild pitch scored Rusty Kuntz. There's our first Rusty Kuntz sighting of the season. All off reliever Ron Davis. Scored tied 5-5 when Lou Whitaker singled home Bergman for the 6-5 win. It was an exciting comeback. Tigers went to 13-1. In the nightcap of the double dip, more excitement. Randy Bush singled in Herbeck off Dan Petrie, and the Twins led one zip right in the first inning. Tigers tied it in the third, but Minnesota got two in the fifth. In the Tigers' half of five, Lance Parrish bashed a three-run homer off Frank Viola, and Detroit went up 4-3. Aurelio Smoke Lopez entered in the seventh and allowed nothing. A three-inning save for Lopez. He did that quite a few times, as 4-3 was the final. Doubleheader sweep of the Twins. Tigers were now 14-1 and headed to Texas. Their lead in the AL East stretched to 5.5 games. 5.5-game lead on this day, April 24th, 1984, on the Tigers' road to the World Series. We're doing it all season long. Presented to you by Comerica Bank. Sports Wrap next.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.